Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
A snarl in the woods. Ancient forest spirits nip at his heels. He can't outrun a force of nature on foot. He needs an instant power machine built for the wild. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. Off-road handling, all-electric power. Leave evil in the dust. John Cho stars in Camping. Face the wild. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family at your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, let's have ourselves a generic conversation here about the definition of living with somebody.
Okay.
Oh, right. Here we go.
What? I said generic. What do you mean?
Okay.
Well, yeah. But we can start with you.
Why don't we define
exactly what living with somebody is. Jeff, you want to start?
I think, because, I mean, obviously, Jen is uncomfortable by this conversation.
Why is that?
I don't get it.
I don't know. So why don't we let Jen throw out some scenarios, and then we could vote? Or you know what? No. I'll throw out some scenarios, and then you guys just, if you agree.
Gotcha.
Okay? Good? Fair enough?
Yes.
All right, Jen, do you want to play along? Or do you need to go make a doozy?
Oh, Jeff.
She already did in the last song.
So, all right. Obviously, you're living together if you... are both on the same mortgage or lease, right?
Oh, that's a given.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
You're living together. So that those people are living together.
Right.
Then there's also, I guess, leading up to, if one person is on the mortgage or lease and somebody else packs all of their boxes and moves in, you're living together.
And that's the only place that they have?
Yeah, it's the only place out of the two of them.
If they don't have another place, then they're living together. That's it.
Right, then they're living together, right?
Okay. Well, that's another scenario.
Yeah,
we're
working backwards here, Jen.
Exactly, yes.
So let's be patient.
Yes.
Okay.
So we all in agreement that's living together, right?
Right.
Okay, now there are situations where people might have two places, okay? And if they have two places, do you think that they could have two homes yet still be living together?
Yes.
No.
For example,
Jen's the only one that disagrees, so let's...
Yeah, why, Jen?
Where are we going with this, Jen?
When you live together, it means that you move in together.
Right.
Like, that's it. Like, all you do is, like, you have one place and you're living together.
Hey, okay. Jeff, can I have a scenario and see what you think?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What if you spend 7 nights a week together?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you could have two separate places, but if the people are together 100% of the nights,
right?
Yes,
are they living together?
I would say yes to that.
Do each of them have a key on their key ring?
Well, the ones
that I use all the time.
Yeah,
I think if the key's on the key ring and not like in your cup holder in the car or somewhere where you just have to dig for it a couple times a week. If it's something you use every day.
Well, I think Jen here is probably the perfect one to ask because
she's in
one of these beginning relationships right now. So, Jen,
for
you, would the definition of living together be where you guys are with each other in the same place 7 nights a week and he has a key to your place? Access to it all the time.
I wouldn't consider that living together. No.
That is not living together.
And is that something that you wouldn't consider living together because you're trying to justify things in your own mind, even though everybody else in the world would say that you're living together?
I don't think that's living together.
Did you buy a hair dryer for his house?
I did.
Okay. I mean, sorry. If a girl bought a hair dryer to keep at a guy's house, would that be living together?
Hypothetically.
Well, a hair dryer is hard to pack in a bag a lot, often.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can't, and a girl can't live without it. I'm sorry.
Live.
You know what? Let's go, because Jen's doing a lot of interrupting. So let's just go around the room here, and then I'll call on you, and you can give. Let's say in a hypothetical situation, if there was a girl, okay, we'll call her Jill, and she was dog sitting like, I don't know, half a dozen critters. There's like an abundance of animals at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes over to her boyfriend's house. Let's call him Pooper Man. And she goes over to her boyfriend's house and brings all of those dogs for a full week.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be living together, Bert?
I think that's living together.
Wendy?
I think that's living together.
Melissa?
So seriously, the horde of animals went over to the boyfriend's house for a whole week?
Yeah.
That's living together.
Okay. Does anybody else have any scenarios?
Like, if he's got enormous amounts of space in your closet or vice versa, or there are, literally drawers and a dresser that are assigned to him, guys are living together.
Yeah, Wendy,
so what if Jill is at her boyfriend's house by herself, but he's not there? Is that living together?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, as long as, you know what, I think the thing is.
I don't think it is.
As long as.
I don't think it
Chen is refusing to say that she and her new man here are living together, but they're with each other 7 nights a week. They've got keys. They've got real estate in each other's apartments and homes and stuff.
Are there toothbrushes at both houses?
Yeah.
I mean, you have a stash where you get ready at his place, and that's your living space. It's one of your living spaces.
I'm actually going to take Jen's side on this.
I just don't see it that way.
Come
because
on.
Oh, living yeah. together. No, I'm going to take Jen's side on this because if you're living
together,
you have to share household duties, and it's not like she's done his laundry.
Have you done his laundry?
Not much. I hate doing laundry.
But you have
done.
What do
you mean that much?
I mean, like a couple pieces here and there, but not like.
So you have done his laundry?
Well, like, not much of it. No, not really.
But you have washed his clothes?
A couple pieces of his clothes.
And he's got does he have any space at all designated just for him in the closet?
A little bit.
All right. A drawer.
Yes.
Hair products and toothpaste and stuff to get ready in the morning.
No, he doesn't have that stuff at my house.
Yes.
Does he have a toothbrush.
Does he have any of his own real estate in the shower?
Why do I feel like I have committed a crime and I'm like in one of those movies with like the light bulb swinging over my head?
I just think that if Wendy was giving us the same scenario.
You'd be all over.
I don't think
that you would give her a hard time.
Yes, you have.
You're in the process of moving in together without the boxes. He's slowly moving into your place. He's not doing it on purpose, but you guys are living together.
No, we're not.
Okay.
We're really not.
Right.
I don't see it that way.
You're totally not. Were you alone last night?
No.
The night before?
No.
The night before that.
The night before? We can go right up till 7:15. We have no obligation until 7:15. How far back do you want to go? When's the last time
Why do I feel like I'm being interrogated?
Because you are.
We're just looking for a little honesty. Yes, I'm living with...
I'm not, though.
Come on. You guys have moved into the living with each other phase. Even though he has his safety nest... You guys are living together.
No, we're not.
When is the last time that you spent the night in your house alone?
It's been weeks. I don't know.
If you mean weeks, do you mean 52?
Because guess what? Many weeks become months. So
I mean, it's a happy situation. You're not in trouble. It's just I find it funny that I do believe that you would give one of Wendy or myself a hard time.
Oh my God.
If the situation were the same.
In a heartbeat.
Here's somebody that wants to stick up for you here. Good morning, Q100.
Yes, hi. Good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning.
I love the show. I just want to say that I disagree with all of you guys because living together is when all of you guys, both of you live under the same roof for a long period of time. But if you come and go, that's not living together. You can even have a key, but that doesn't mean you guys live together.
But they're not coming and going. They're under the same roof every night. It just is one of two roofs.
Right.
But they have two separate houses.
Two separate houses.
Okay.
Exactly. And she has an accent, so she is credible.
She's from Sudan, by the way.
Let me ask you guys. I love how you hang up on them
and don't let them say yes or no.
But it's so obvious. There's no need to spend that kind of time on it.
Okay.
Sudan.
Okay.
Let me ask you guys a technical question because I'm going to, you know what, Jen?
Let me ask you a technical question, Mr. Interrogator. Hold on.
I call technical question first. So, you know, Jessica and I have a place at the lake. Two roofs. So technically, according to Jen's rules, we aren't living together.
Even though
we're together 7 days a week just because there are two homes available.
That's not true. You guys both own them. You own them together.
His primary residence now, even though it's not official, is your place.
No, it's not.
He's there 7 days a week.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's back and forth.
Yeah, she was there all last week with the animals. At his place.
Well...
In Ackworth, right? Or Woodstock? Where are you?
Technical question for you, Bert. You and Stacy lived together before you got married, right?
We totally did.
Okay. And when you deemed that you were living together, that's when she moved you out of your old apartment and into hers.
That is true.
Over a weekend, right?
I would say that I was still living with like five other guys at Disgraceland, but I was at her house 7 nights a week. So really, I had my safety nest, but I was really living with Stacy.
But you would say Stacey and I lived together before marriage when it was your apartment together.
I would say that. Okay, that's a good point. I would say we officially started living together when she moved me into her apartment when I was on vacation.
And you shared one roof. That's my only point.
That's what most are saying. Hey, Sean, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, just thinking that if you have two separate places, even though you spend, you know, almost 95% of the time with each other, that's still not living together. You're separate. You have your own space.
Thank you.
You still kind of have your own life.
We have an out.
Thank you.
Let's just say it for what it is. You have an out.
It's your outhouse.
If you have a fight, you have a place to go.
It's just building up to that next thing. You know, it's like building up to that next level. But I wouldn't say that we live together.
You
we
mean,
don't.
You mean the boy and girl twins in the pink and blue stroller that you're pushing through Piedmont Park together?
I'm not saying it hasn't been talked about.
Sylvia, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to comment that I started to move in my stuff like slowly at my boyfriend's apartment, and then later on he gave me a key, and then later on I started moving in more of my clothes, more of my stuff, and then we just kind of ended up living together.
That's how it happens.
We were already living together like when we met, pretty much.
I think the only difference here, I mean, as generally speaking, it's usually the dude that's moving into the woman's place because you guys have nice smelly soaps and everything's nice and clean.
Smells like girl.
Yeah, and clean girly. Dish. You guys use dish towels and stuff.
and you have potpourri. And that smells good. Little bowls of potpourri that you put on the toilet back.
Would you at least admit that this is the, it's the safe haven right before you officially move in together. I mean, this is...
But I...
it's the gateway.
I'm attempting to do things differently, so we won't move in together until something big happens.
So he officially wouldn't sell his place and live with you before you guys got married.
Right. In June.
Okay.
So, has he lived?
Don't say that. Joanna's listening.
Oh, yeah. Joanna's been IMing me, saying, just get it over with. Get married.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.